Now, I want to read a quote from Norman Tebbit, who was a Conservative Party minister over in the UK back in 1981. I grew up in the 30s with an unemployed father. He didn't riot. He got on his bike and he looked for work. And he kept looking for it till he found it. Well, it seems the musicians of Ireland have to get up on their bike at the moment, according to what's been said by a government minister. Wicklow singer-songwriter Luann Parle took to social media yesterday. She says, I'm absolutely shocked, saddened, outraged and disgusted to hear of the latest downright insulting comments from former Minister for Arts, Heather Humphreys, who I once stood beside at the launch of a socio-economic contribution of music to the Irish economy report for 2015. A report that stated the music industry contributes more than 470 million to the economy. Seemingly, Minister Humphreys has suggested that musicians should be realistic and retain and retrain in a new industry. Basically get on their bikes and go off and reskill, retrain, look for other jobs they can take up because the music industry is not going to support them and doesn't sound like the government is either. Luann is on the line. Hi, Luann.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Goodness me, you were annoyed on social media, weren't you? And instead of, as Norman Tebbit said, getting up on your bike and looking for work.
I was absolutely shocked. You know, I couldn't believe when I started to read the all the news reports yesterday, and Brian Kennedy had been speaking out about it, and I couldn't believe it. And I took to social media, and my heart was just pounding out of my chest all day, just at the outrage. And you know, this is a time that we need support from the government. Not a time for the government to suggest, you know, make comments. You know, this is people's livelihoods. This is people's professions. And not to make comments, you know, go out and get a job, go out and retrain, reskill. I was absolutely shocked. Couldn't believe it. And I'm still in shock. So
right. So what has happened, say, behind the scene with income, etc., since the pandemic? Obviously, there's no gigs, there's no shows. So what has actually happened with musicians?
Well, it's the uncertainty because we don't know. And, you know, we are in the middle of a global pandemic, we don't know the uncertainty there for when we can get back to work, when we can get back to playing. We don't know. But this is the time that we need that support and we need that help and we need the government to be proactive. I know a lot of people had their COVID cut, and, you know, that's so infuriating for people because they're trying to survive. But, you know, the fact is that we have jobs and we just can't do them. And that's, you know, that's the problem. And nobody knows. We're all going through this every day, and every day we're hoping that, you know, there's going to be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. But to hear a comment from a former minister for the arts, telling people that have spent the music industry, you know, musicians, it's not something that you just learn overnight. You spend years and years honing your craft and investing in your career, and it's not something that, you know, you can just, oh yeah, sure, that's grand, sure, I'll just retrain now and reskill at something else. And I'd love to know where all these jobs are that we're all going to retrain for.
Minister Humphreys, of course, who had did a U-turn during the week on the PUP. But anyway, she has said this, and she said you should be more realistic. I mean, is there any merit in being more realistic if the, you know, the music industry is not going to come back for a good while yet?
Well, you know, as musicians and as people who have served our lives to our career, we can't think like that. You know, you have to think, of course, you know, that it will come back and there will be an end to this. And that's why the support needs to be there. And I just think it's a huge slap in the face from a former minister for the arts. And, you know, like I said, the socioeconomic report for the contribution of music to the Irish industry, which was commissioned by IMRO in 2015, stated that the music industry contributed more than 470 million to the economy, and I stood beside the minister for the launch of that report. And you know, I understand that's not the case at the moment because of circumstances, but, you know, surely we should be supported. And, you know, I find it an awful slap in the face for people, for musicians and for people to be told, just that's it now, just, you know, reskill, retrain and look for something else. And what? So what are we supposed to look for? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah. Gosh, it's a dilemma. What about, you know, musicians, mostly I'd say self-employed, you're not sure when the next gig is. What's the criteria for a COVID payment? Does, you know, do you have to go back 3 years or something and look at PAYE and things like that? And if that is the case, how does it actually work with sort of basically freelancers like yourselves?
Well, yeah, it's based on your accounts and your returns and you know how much you earned in the previous years, but I mean, you know, it's to have that support system there in place, and to continue that support while we need it and until we can all get back on our feet. And And I do feel it's a sector that the government has turned their back on, and you know it's music and entertainment and that's what got people through the lockdown in the first place, you know. And the idea that live shows, live music, comedy, entertainment, and all that will not return. I mean, that's a very grim outlook. You know, and surely that can't be the case. So we have to stick together and we have to fight and we have to stand up together. Now is the time. And I know I certainly won't go down without a fight. I mean, that's a huge grim outlook to think, that's it. That's the entertainment industry and gigs and everything. It's gone. It's never coming back. So yeah,
go out and fix the roads or something. And I mean, when we think of musicians, I mean, the Wicklow-wide Coffee Morning, you know, it wouldn't work without all musicians and entertainers giving, at their own expense, their time to travel around the different venues in County Wicklow for that. And it's much appreciated, and you did it all for free, you guys, and then this thing comes along and, you know...
That's it, it's every man for himself. Yeah, I mean, you know yourself, Declan, the smiles that puts on people's faces, those coffee mornings. It's something that I look forward to every year and actually really, really miss this year. It's the enjoyment that it gives people. And musicians are always the first to be called upon for, you know, charity events and fundraisers. And I mean, every time you get in your car, it costs you petrol. I put strings on my guitar. It's the time. You know, so it costs every time, but musicians do it because they love to do it and they love to bring that enjoyment to people and help out whenever they can. You know, I've spent my life doing charity gigs and fundraisers and happy to, always so happy to. But now it's like back is turned. Every man for himself now. Off you go, reskill, retrain. And something that I've been heavily involved with for the last few years especially is introducing songwriting to the junior cert curriculum. So that meant that songwriting is part of the junior cert curriculum. And I've talked to people like over the past couple of days, and I've seen all the response to the post I put up yesterday. And up-and-coming musicians, which this country is bursting with talent, up-and-coming musicians now that maybe have gone to college for music the past couple of years, they're writing songs and, you know, they see a career in music. And I remember I was that person years ago. So, you know, what are you going to tell them? That's it now. She gives that up. That's not going to happen. Or what happens to all the work that the introducing the songwriting into the junior cert curriculum? What happens now? I mean, what kind of a message is that given out? What kind of a message is that given out from the government to just say that's it?
To the art. I know they're very cold-hearted, statement to say, okay, this is dead, find something else to do. But just to, you know, one last thing, I mean, are there jobs as music teachers? Just for example, we'd say, are there opportunities for people? Yeah. I know that's not centrally the issue and was very insulting on the face of it of what was said. But are there places of opportunity like that?
Absolutely, there are. And I think The thing is, when you can sing or when you can play an instrument, you can go out and you can busk in the street and you can, you know, you can make money. You can teach music. There is always it's a huge industry and lots of opportunities. And I mean, I can speak from personal experience because I've been lucky enough that I've been able to do that, and I've been able to live and make a good living at music, and like that, you know, I've been heavily involved, as I said, in the songwriting and in songwriting workshops and the touring and recording, and I mean, I'm constantly being creative. Like I still have an album out, and I'm continuing to release singles, and you know, every day I'm looking for that little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and you know. I'm sending out singles to radio, and I'm trying to do as much promotion as I can from home. And you know, like to have a comment made like that, you know, it's very disheartening, and like I said, it's a huge kick in the teeth. It's an industry that needs to be supported, as I said, because it's going to be a very grim outlook to think that. It's not going to happen.
Okay. I've got to leave it there on time, Luan. And, you know, I know Hot Press are getting behind this and other people as well and all that sort of stuff. Texture here says that minister should apologise for her ridiculous comments. Musicians and people in the arts are the lifeblood of this nation. Where would we be without them? We need to support them. Luan, we'll keep in touch. Thank you very much indeed.
Good morning to you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That's Wicklow Town native there, Luan Parle. It's the morning show at East Coast. We're going to hear about Glenn Malure in a moment.